The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware, 459.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that.
Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you are clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hello, hello, Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. I'm really excited about today's show because I think it's something that affects a lot of people when you're out there trying to create an audience using social media, which a lot of people are now. We've got with us our guest today, Tamara Fogel. She is a peer romance senior consultant, and she's wanting genuinely to build an authentic real business and get out and be able to promote, but she doesn't want to be, you know, that person who's out there promoting and feels like she's being salesy or pushing her business. So how do you do it without being spammy? Well, let's dig into it right now. Okay, good to have you here. So Tamara, tell me now, let's start with where you're at kind of right now. You've got a business. You've been promoting and getting, I'm assuming, like in-home parties or sales, and you've been trying to do it through Facebook parties, or what have you been doing up until now to promote?
I post a lot of my stuff on Facebook. I have a private group, too, that I post in, and I've been trying to transition so that I'm not look at, like, selling all the time. I want it to be personalized and I want it to be a group that people come to because they want to, not because I posted something.
I got it. I totally get it. And so let me ask you something. Why did you get into this particular business? Like, what is it about the love and romance and intimacy industry that you feel passionate about? Or why was it this industry that drew you?
Actually, I was offered this opportunity like 4 years ago, and I was like, no, like, I could never be that girl, you know, and it was offered to me from somebody else, and she had the attitude that I kind of connected with, so I was like, yep, I need to do something, so I watched it, and she's been really successful, so I did an online opportunity event with her, and I asked my husband, I was like, could I become a peer romance consultant, and he's like, no. And I'm like, why? But then one night I watched opportunity event beside him and he heard her sales and he was like, oh my gosh, you should do that. And I'm like, oh, really?
Nothing like the money to get the man on board, is there? You know, it's like,
right. But I have 4 kids here at home and I do daycare with 2 extra kids. So pure romance parties have always been really fun for me. So I was like, yeah, that's something that I need to do. And I don't regret it at all.
And you like getting out, you know, you like getting out in your community and doing them live rather than necessarily doing them on Facebook. Is that right?
Absolutely.
So what I hear you saying is you want to use Facebook to find your local audience and to find the people, but to actually deliver the presentation or the service, you'd rather do it locally. Is that right?
Right.
Okay, so the reason I asked you why you got into it is because I think sometimes people, especially in direct sales, but this goes for everybody, whether you're a coach or whether you're a Reiki practitioner or a massage therapist or a yoga instructor, no matter what industry we're in, what they forget is that people follow us for 2 reasons. One, just for who we are. That's it. Because, I mean, let's just take it even just for myself. Mindset information, there's thousands of people teaching mindset stuff. And so you could follow any other one of them, any other one of them. It wouldn't matter, you know, but you're here because some way or shape or form, we connect in some way. You're like, oh, I kind of like her, or she seems like she's like me, or whatever it is, right? And so just know that your following is going to start to follow you just because of who you are in the world. And so just be okay with who you are. The second piece of it, though, is that people often follow us because of our free content. And I think especially in the direct sales industry, this is where they're kind of falling down. There's no space for like, here's what I'm offering the world for free. It's either you get free stuff if you book a party and then you're a host, but there's no model that says like, I'm just existing and I'm giving you good information about something and so I'm free. So what I would ask myself if I were you, or what I would think about, is I would think about what kind of things related to this industry could you talk about all day long for free that you just absolutely love to talk about and love to share about. And then I would start to make that your entry point. So for example, let's say, I'm just going to use an example. Let's say like you really like the romance of it, or you like people connecting when they've got a lot of kids, right? So how do you rekindle the romance when you've got a lot of kids? And what if that's your thing? What if that's your thing? Like, I'm going to be the expert on that. I'm going to tell you how to find these little 5-minute pockets of time throughout the day to connect, and fun little things you can do for each other to rekindle the romance. So now if that becomes your thing, if you're out there and you're talking about that all the time, like, okay, here's Tamara. I'm here again with a little 5-minute tip for how to connect when you've got 4 or more kids in the house at any given time, right? And so now people start to expect that you're going to put out, and you decide how to do it. Like, do you have a preference for like graphics or live streaming, or what's your method of social media that you like? Just posting, or what do you like to do?
I like to do all the things. I like to create graphics because I've been making my own for the last 3 years now.
Okay. So that would be like a great little thing that you could become known for, is you could become known for, and you could create a cool name for it, which I'm not the namer, so you'll have to come up with your own fun little name, but you know, like Tamara's 5-minute sexy tips, you know, or whatever it is. And then just offer that for free all the time. Just bombard people for free. And the call to action from there would be, one, join my free group. Join my group. I share stuff. If you like tips I'm giving here for free, I share even more in the group. And then do something special for your group people who are there. Like, do a little free, like, I'm going to do a once a week 10-minute live stream showing you one of our products or one of our toys and some cool things about it. Now they've got a reason to be in the group, and it's private, so that helps with Facebook. But instead of you being out on your page going, hi, I'm Tamara and I'm selling, hi, I'm Tamara and I'm selling, hi, I'm Tamara and I'm selling, and have you booked your party yet, and have you booked your party yet, that nobody likes that. You don't like it, they don't like it, nobody likes that. Now you're Tamara who's giving everybody all this cool, free, awesome content about connecting with 4 kids or more. Okay, here's what we're going to do then. I'm going to come back and I'm going to explain how you apply this no matter what business you're doing, and give Tamara some more hints on how to actually take this and then monetize with it right after this break. But for those of you that don't know, we are here live on Facebook at least every Thursday, but I've been peeking in here a little more often than that lately. So you want to make sure to go to dataupdate.com so that you can know what the topic is, and check out the video even when it's done if you can't be here live. The other thing I want to tell you is, if you haven't gone in to Dana Class, danaclass.com, and checked it out, you want to do it right now, because I've got a hot new workshop there about how to build your cult following. Oh yeah, I know you want to. Sit tight, we'll be right back.
You know how Dana is always saying that feeling good is the most important thing you can do to build your business? Well, one way to feel good is to get a daily mantra sent to your email every day. You'll get new ideas for your own personal mantras, and these daily mantras will start your day with a positive jolt. To get your daily mantra, go to danawild.com/mantra or text 44222 with the word mantras. That's mantras with an S on the end. That's text number 44222 with the word mantras. That's M-A-N-T-R-A-S. Or just go online to danawild.com/mantra to get your daily mantra today. Start your day feeling good so you can take positive intentional action in your business.
Hello, hello, and welcome back. Dana Wild here. We're having a really good discussion about how to use social media and not look spammy and not look salesy, because really it's new. You know, when you think about it, social media is not that old and we really don't know what we're doing yet for the most part. So Tamara came on and she's saying, look, and I'm a pure romance consultant. How do I get out there and make a name for myself and still am able to sell without just selling people all the time? How do I book those parties and get out in the world? So there are a couple of things that I want to talk about that I want to wrap up from before the show. One of the things we talked about is to be on your Facebook page, giving out free content and becoming known for something. But you want to do it in a way that's smart. And so in Tamara's case, she's looking for people who are interested in romance, intimacy. So because of that, her free content has to be related to that. And one of the suggestions we said was like 5-minute tips for people who have a lot of kids. Now what's going to happen is all these people with a lot of kids are going to go, their reticular activating systems, right, are going to go, oh, I see this. That's me. I want to follow her. So then the second piece of it is she's primarily really interested in people who are local. So my other advice to you then, Tamara, would be to throughout your page periodically, like I would say at least a couple times a week if you can do it, post something that's local. So show some local pride. So it would be something, what city are you in?
I'm in Wattier.
What? Where is that?
Iowa.
Iowa? Okay. So it would be like once a week saying like, oh, the Iowa State Fair is starting this week. Can't wait to go. Right. Or I was just down at my local shop in Wattier and I got a coffee. Go Wattier. You know, you want to make it exactly. Cases, right? That says it all. I'm in Minnesota, so I feel you, girl. So that's it. You want to make it known. Like, here's where I am. I'm in Iowa. Here's what I'm doing. Where are you, Iowa peeps? That I'm doing this. And hey, we know you want to make that part of your branding. You want to make it part of your celebrity as you go out there and you give these 5-minute romance tips. The call to action, the reason I say you can send them to your Facebook group is because in your Facebook group, you're going to be able, especially with a product like this, to create more intimacy and to help them to feel more special. So this is the place, get a regular schedule where you're doing something for them for free once a week and saying like, you know, here's a new toy or here's a new idea or here's a new something and do a live stream. The call to action in that video or in that live stream should be sales and bookings and whatever. So you get a new hostess gift or a new something that you want to show them. Get on there and make it say, hey, this is cool, and get excited and be like, hey, you only get this if you're a host. And if you're in Iowa, let me know. And if you're not in Iowa, I'll still figure out a way to help you out because we can do stuff on Facebook. Like really make it special and intimate. On your Facebook page, you can still call out sales every so often, but you want it to be like, and there's no formula. I want to say every 8 to 10 posts or something like that, but you'll know the right amount based on your audience. There is no real formula. We even do it much, much less than that, but don't be afraid to make extra posts that say join the group or extra posts that say, hey, don't forget we've got a special this week, because those people that are following your 5-minute tips, even if they're not in the group yet, they're going to fall in love with you. And that's what sells them. So just for everybody that's out there, I don't care what you're doing, they can get whatever you're selling somewhere else. And so don't kid yourself that they're there for your product or they're there for your information or they're there for the knowledge that you're sharing with them. They're there for you. They're there because they just want to hear you give them the tips, or they like the way you say it, or they like the words you use, or they like the colors on the pictures you use, right? So, or they like that your kids are in the background all the time. Like, I wouldn't hide that you got kids there either. I think it's just great. So, Tamara, any questions at all? Like, do you feel like you can move forward and execute this?
I do. I really appreciate it because I've had a hard time with all the kids because I have daycare kids too. So, my youngest is 7 months, And my oldest is almost seven years. He's in school.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think the more you can go live with those kids in the background, the more you're going to show that you know what you're talking about. You're like, look at me. I got kids everywhere. They're climbing on me. They're all over the place. And if I can find time to do this, you can too. I think it's to your benefit.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Just go and hang in there and do it. And I really appreciate you taking time to be here. I know we had so many challenges and you did it. Okay, Tamara, well, I'm going to cut you loose and say goodbye. And I'm going to say goodbye to everybody else here. So really wrapping this up, let's talk a little bit about what we talked about today, what we discovered today. People are going to buy because they love you. People are going to follow you if you're giving them free information that's quality and good and going to give them results and help them. Then they're going to want more. So give your best stuff away. Give your best stuff away for free, and people will keep coming back for more and more and more. And then when you're giving your best stuff away for free, you say, well, then why would they pay? Well, they pay because they want more of you. Or they pay because, in the case of Tamara, and some of you have product, the product is going to enhance their experience. But ultimately, you never lose by giving away everything you've got for free, because people aren't really buying that stuff anyway. They're buying the opportunity to be more and more and more in your world. And that's how you progressively tier your orders. And everybody can do this today. So the questions to ask yourself today are, am I freely giving? Am I freely giving lots of good stuff that's going to help people have a transformation with the free stuff? And then in addition to that, does that free stuff make sense with what my paid offer is? Like, would they want to upgrade to the paid offer? Because this would be the entry point and I'll be attracting the right person in. And then finally, do I have a good closing environment? In Tamara's case, her closing environment can be the Facebook group because it's intimate. It's people who are actually interested. But a closing environment for everybody else, you could do a webinar or a workshop. Some people can close on the sales page, or you could do a closing video, or some of you are doing presentations or phone calls, like discovery phone calls. All of those are appropriate closing environments. So when you're out in the world, be you, be authentic, play up. You know, most people with six kids roaming around to be like, oh, I have to hide these, or I have to sit in the bathroom and do the call. Don't play up who you are, because that's what people are going to love. They want to be around the real you. They want to say, like, she's out there doing it. Do you know how easy it's going to be for her to sign people to her team? Because they're going to be like, oh my gosh, if she can do it with all those little kids around, I can do this too. And you want to give everybody the impression that you're real and authentic, and that it's easy. And I know you are. And I know you can do that starting right now, today. And we'll see you next time on The Mind Aware.
Well, I don't know if this is the right analogy, but it's like kind of like being drunk and like you got to get into your house. You know, like, okay, just walk up the walkway, you know, one foot in front of the other.
Holy free holies, right?
Oh, they'll get my smile later. Later they'll think back. That crazy lady was smiling at me.
You're doing the dishes and he's playing the banjo.
We're talking fresh from your juicer.
Each day is a new life we can create.
I'm not looking at your smartphone or thinking about your next meeting, but just listening to people.
If you're aware that we own a monkey.
Because we're all about joy here at the Mind Aware, right?